From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. Florida Power and Light customers could foot the bill for fracking operations in Oklahoma. It's all due to a decision made last week that gives the utility company the opportunity to move forward on a $2.5 billion project. WLRN's Rick Stone has more on the story and the reaction.
The Public Service Commission last year approved FPL's plan to go fracking for natural gas in Oklahoma. Even then, it was clear the utility planned to charge Florida ratepayers for the project in another state, and advocates at the Public Counsel's office filed suit to stop it. The suit is pending, but now the PSC has voted again. This time, and against the recommendations of its own staff, it agreed to let FPL spend $500 million a year for 5 years with no regulatory oversight. Public Counsel J.R. Kelly, whose job is to represent consumers in utility rate cases, says FPL stockholders won't pay or risk a penny.
The only guarantee that ratepayers have is that they will be paying for 100% of the investments, 100% of the expenses.
This is very familiar territory to former state senator and current Pasco County tax collector Mike Fasano. In the Senate, he railed against PSC decisions that allowed Duke Energy to collect $1 billion from its West Central Florida customers to pay for nuclear power plants that it never built, although it kept all the money. He believes the PSC should be reformed.
It is my opinion that many of them are setting themselves probably up for a very cushy job down the road, lobbying for these utility companies that they are now regulating.
FPL says customers will eventually benefit from its natural gas explorations. It says its temporary freedom from regulation will allow it to move quickly to seize opportunities in a rapidly changing energy landscape. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.
Any resident or visitor in the Florida Keys who spots a native reptile or amphibian is being asked to report it. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission needs to evaluate the status of all sorts of species. People can send pictures with locations and dates of the sightings online to myfwc.com/get involved. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.